Wagner.
Hello, America. Let's have a conversation. I'm Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. Lots to talk about, including taxes, and where are you on taxes? Are you at the cut line? 250,000? Boy, we've been hearing that number a lot, haven't we? For the last 4 years, we've been hearing that number. Healthcare passes, and it weathers the test from the Supreme Court. Now what? The Republicans promised to repeal, so they try to do that, at least taking a step in that direction. Here's the Speaker of the House, Mr. John Boehner.
This week, the House will vote to repeal Obamacare, which is driving up the cost of health care, and making it harder for small businesses to create jobs.
David Plouffe had a different take on what was really going on, calling it politics as usual, has no chance of passing because of the numbers on the Hill and the president. The president would veto anything that could possibly even get up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So Plouffe focused on Romney and Romney's policies and the fact that it's about money, baby. I think he with the biggest stacks has the better chance.
Our big concern is these super PACs who are, you know, you've got a few very wealthy people lining up trying to purchase the White House for Mr. Romney. And we're going to have everybody out there who wants the president to continue in a second term to step up here and help the campaign. Money matters in politics. We're running a great campaign. We have millions of volunteers out there registering voters, donating $25 or $50. But you've got enough, you have to have enough money to run and win your campaign. Governor Romney wants to return the country to the same policies that caused the recession in the first place. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. And that's where I think more and more voters are going to center their attention, is what are each of these candidates saying they're going to do over the next 4 years?
All right, then let's hope that people center their decisions on that. Why not? What's going to happen in the next 4 years? That's what you should be thinking about. What happens at the White House? What happens with the legislative branch? And where you are in the mix? Because remember, hey, it's we the people, and it's who we elect, because they're our representatives, right? It's going to be interesting these next, almost 4 months. Do you believe it? Time is ticking away as July is fading into the background. Before you know it, it'll be August and the convention, and then it'll be the Democrats' convention, and we'll be off to the real races ultimately in the fall. It's going to get really, really nasty. So now it's about fundraising and going after those battleground states. That's why the president was in Iowa. He was talking about taxes and saying there's no way that he will sign anything that doesn't go after the people who are making, he didn't say it like that, but making more than $250,000 on up, because they should bear the burden of this. I say it until I'm blue in the face. There's an easy solution to this one, and it's called Let's Have a Debate Over Fair Tax or Flat Tax, Even Better. And I bet you 90% of us, probably even higher, would agree to just a simple tax across the board. Why wouldn't we have a simple tax across the board? Because no matter what you're making, it'd be fair. They'd make more money. The government would be able to take the money in. And we could end all this nonsense of going round and round, chasing our tails like a dog who accidentally got into the steroids. It's ridiculous is what it is. It's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, some crazy things have happened across the land, and I feel compelled to mention them quickly at the top. You know, people were talking about this 53-year-old former investment banker who apparently decided that he was going to set his Phoenix estate on fire because his monthly payment on his house was, you ready for this, $17,250. Woo! His name is Michael Marin, and he was probably facing a sentence of at least 7 years, but maybe up to 21 in prison garb. And he was in the courtroom. You can see the video of him clearly. I was looking at the video today. This is radio, so just trust me. He looks distraught. He has his hands in his, you know, holding up his head. What's very strange is that when he does that, he put something into his mouth and he swallowed. Then he appeared to put something else in his mouth and he swallowed again. Right after that, convulsions. Convulsions in the courtroom, he was pronounced dead. Yep, he took some pills to kill himself right there in court. It was poison. He ordered some poison that they use in gold mining, and the California company delivered it by FedEx to his house in 2011. So pretty much everything is pointing to suicide. The coroner has to determine the cause of death. Bah, 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 bah. But can you imagine? He sits there. He realizes, oof, the jig is up. So forget about it. And this guy was a fat cat on Wall Street. Big time. I mean, he was living a high life. Riding the Rolls, flew his own plane, had a bunch of Picassos, went to Yale, was a Yale Law School graduate, did the Wall Street thing, like I said, and this proved to be the end of him at this exclusive enclave in Phoenix. That was his undoing, a 10,000-square-foot home. He concocted a crazy scheme to raffle off the house. He made $1 million off of the raffle tickets that would sell basically, I guess, for $25 a piece. And he decided, I mean, even climb Mount Everest to try to whip up publicity. Did a bunch of interviews, all that kind of stuff. But in the end, he realized that, there was nothing else he was going to be able to do. He couldn't save that house, therefore he couldn't save himself. And once they caught him in the middle of it, that was it. And the crazy thing is, taking the pill, a criminal banker, taking a pill in court to kill himself because he knew he couldn't do the time. Wow. Wow. I have to say, I've never seen that. And I looked around and tried to see any examples of it, other than people grabbing guns from a deputy or someone close to them that just didn't think about it. I haven't been able to really uncover anything similar to that. Not suicides in prison from hanging or other things, but doing it in the courtroom the way that this guy did it. Crazy. And nobody had any clue. Nobody was looking for that. That's the thing. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we have Mitt Romney talking about unemployment and some of the polls on who's doing what to whom. Also coming up this hour on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Kim Yancey. He runs the biggest women's networking group in the country, but he's got a cool thing he's doing for a reality television show. It's actually for a pilot for that, where it's a competition for speakers, the best speaker. They got so many entries, they were blown away. Now it's down to 10. Also, my pal Don Wiskin, Mr. Heart, because we're on that heart campaign. It's for real, baby. Getting down those numbers, blood pressure and cholesterol numbers, and anything to prevent that heart attack. All natural stuff. I love this guy. He lost brothers and a mother to heart disease, and he was walking the plank when his wife dumped him off in front of the hospital, and he decided he wasn't going to risk that again. And let me tell you, he's alive and kicking 10 years afterwards, and what a product he's created. Stay with us, Odds and Ends coming up.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The water's warm. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay, what's happening in your corner of the world?
Well, Kate, taxes.
Oh, I know.
I mean, if you take the IRS and spell it out, it's T-H-E-I-R-S. It's theirs. But I think Obama's still playing his class warfare. He's saying that 98% of Americans, we got to extend the Bush tax cuts. Well, that's all well and good. But what he's not telling people is the 2% over $250,000 that he wants to tax is a lot of small businesses that employ 50% of the small business jobs.
Yes.
And what's that going to do to that 50% of hiring? He's not concerned about jobs for America. He's concerned about revenue for his spending, for his open checkbook. And I am really tired of the rhetoric that you hear out here. It's just mind-boggling how he can pull the wool over the eyes of so many people, and they're just not seeing it. And I think we do need Romney in there. I don't think he was the best for America. I personally think Herman Cain would have been, but with the controversy that went on, he's the best of what's left.
Right, right.
So to speak.
Right.
And he has business background. I mean, I don't see GE paying taxes, and I know they're making a killing. His buddy here at TV. So I don't know. I agree
with you.
Weigh in.
No, I'm glad you weighed in.
Okay.
Thanks, Jay. I'm glad you weighed in. I agree with you. Absolutely. It's taxes, 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 and we're fed up. And he's right. What we've uncovered and what everybody realizes when they dig a little bit deeper is you can't be fed the sexy headline because the headline doesn't tell the story. See, this is what happens. People listen. They go to events. They listen to the little soundbite and especially on TV. And they say, well, that's ridiculous. I mean, of course, why should I pay more taxes? Let them pay the taxes. But what Jay is saying is right. If the businesses are getting sucker punched with more taxes, it's just inevitable. They're not going to be able to afford the costs. I see it all the time. So they cut back on the hours of the people that work for them or cut them completely. They don't want to do it, but they got to do it because now they're down to replacing people with family members or whatever, and it's real. It's really happening. And the taxes are crippling. You got to pay them. Somebody told me an interesting story the other day, and this guy was a former mayor of a huge city in California, and he said he was talking about regulations, and he said how somebody in his city had a job site, and they had porta potties on the job site. They had a women's porta potty and a men's porta potty, but they didn't really have any women working out there. They'd come in, but they were gone, so it was mostly men. And OSHA comes in, sees toilet paper, roll of toilet paper, that's not on the roll, that's not on the thing that you put it on, you know, the metal toilet paper holder. It's just sitting alone, just right there on the top of the toilet. So OSHA comes in and gives them a $5,000 fine. They say, well, are you kidding? It's right there. No, that's against standards. You can't do that. That's $5,000. In the end, he beat it because he went to a meeting and said, listen, that's ridiculous because we don't even have any women that work out there. And through that, I guess he was able to get out of it. But the fact that OSHA would go in and fine that much money for that problem, I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. All right, so Jay said it. It's about how many small businesses are going to boot people or just not hire people. Mitt Romney definitely is running on the economy. Here's his take on unemployment.
It has been above 8% every month since, 41 straight months by their own measure. He has failed. His policies do not work. Liberal directions for the country are the wrong directions for the country.
All right. Don't work. But is that what people are going to think, that it doesn't work? What is going to happen when people get to the polls? And remember, it's not so much the popular vote, but the Electoral College. So what will those numbers in the end look like? Speaking of numbers, the Obama administration is pushing to shut down 9 Border Patrol stations across 4 different states, and already there is a backlash from sheriffs, deputies, and cops in those areas where they're closing because that's going to undercut any kind of efforts to get drug and human traffickers in custody. It's well known, some of these areas that where they're coming through, and of course it includes Texas, and that means Lubbock and Amarillo and Dallas and San Angelo and Abilene and San Antonio. In California, it's Riverside, which is a huge community. Montana, it's Billings, which is also huge up in there, and Idaho, which is Twin Falls. So this is a problem. This is a problem in the fact of the cat and mouse game. Now the mice are all coming through. There is no plan for immigration and customs enforcement to fill whatever void is going to be on assessing local with the local officials with stopping people. So Arizona, everything they just went through is basically rendered useless. Useless unless they get lucky on a couple of the stops. What a sad, sad state of affairs that is. Keep a close eye out for the Texas voter registration ID. Talking about you have to have a valid ID with a photo and in Texas, they want people to vote that way so the rolls are as clean as possible. They don't have dead people voting and people who say they're someone else, but they're not really that person. So I say bravo to that and any of those kind of efforts. Wow. Quickly, lack of sleep. When you're on the third shift, raise your hand. I have my special infrared glasses. Do you suffer from a lack of sleep? I guarantee you're lying if you tell me, no, I don't have that. Lack of sleep is exactly what's being blamed for the jet pilot, the JetBlue pilot meltdown. Remember that whole scene? Oof, you see a pilot leave and scream and run up and down the aisles. It's a little scary. And a psychologist that did a battery of psychological tests testified that a JetBlue Airways pilot who screamed about religion and terrorists during a flight had a brief psychotic disorder due to the lack of sleep. So now more than ever, does that not show you that you need sleep? Between everything that I just mentioned, probably half of those people could get sleep. Passengers, remember, wrestled the pilot to the ground. He ran through the cabin yelling about Jesus and Al-Qaeda, and the fight was diverted and landed in Texas. So the good news is that they were able to get him and calm him down, and he's now at a mental facility in Fort Worth. His name is Clayton Osborne, who he pled not guilty by reason of insanity during a very brief and unpublicized trial. And he was charged with interference with a flight crew for what he did on March 27th. Although the FAA says, the Federal Aviation Administration, they say they are still investigating. And they can't draw conclusions about any potential action that might occur as a result of the incident. So how about that? And this was that flight from New York to Las Vegas. And thank goodness the people were quick. They got up and they did whatever they had to do, because who knows what ultimately how far off the rails he was, how far gone he was. And, boy, that's a scary, scary thing. He shows up for the airport just like normal. The plane's in midair. And then he tells his first officer they wouldn't make it their decision. And then he decides to scare everybody to just be petrified and sit back in their seats. I want you to sit back. Coming up on the flip side, what a conversation. Yep, we'll be talking to Kim Yancey and Don Wiskin. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, we so often are wowed by speakers. You know what I'm talking about. You go somewhere, and it could be a big event. You could be even at church, and somebody gets up, and they're talking about something that really gets you motivated. I've seen that look in people's eyes, and it's so cool. I'm very excited to introduce you to our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. I hope he knows that. We spared no expense. He's got one of those lattes, the invisible kind, in his hand. I'm sure. And he runs a super cool deal, the E-Women's Network. They're in Dallas, and they're actually having their international convention, but this is the really cool thing that they're doing. They're holding a contest to find North America's next greatest speaker. So think of it as like American Idol for speakers. I bet speakers are leaping over themselves to have a shot at that. Kim Yancey is the president of the E-Women's Network. Kim, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
I'm really excited, you know, and I'm thrilled to be here with you to share the news of what's going on with this incredible contest. I mean, honestly, none of us were prepared for the entries coming in and the excitement around what this has created for speakers. It's really, really incredible.
So you must have been sitting around somewhere kicking out ideas for what are we going to do for our convention, and then somebody came up with the brilliant idea of turning this into a contest, the whole speakers thing. How did that come about? What was the genesis for that?
Well, here's the thing. We had this concept a couple of years ago, but didn't move it anywhere. You know, the whole notion that, you know, American Idol was really appealing to that 20 to 30 year old group, you know, and there was nothing for, you know, everything from students who are doing speech class in high school to adults that are, you know, are senior citizens who really have a gift for words and a gift for communication. There was no way for them to express themselves. And so as we were thinking about the conference and thinking about the opening night, and we knew we needed something very special, something that was really going to have a certain kind of magic and excitement. And, you know, we just decided, you know what, why don't we, since we haven't moved this television show concept forward, why don't we do it live? Why don't we actually do North America's Next Greatest Speaker here at the beginning of our conference? And I tell you, in the 12 years we've been doing this, we've never had stronger attendance and more excitement around a topic than this. And it's you know, I'm going to tell you, we just did a survey of the top 10. Now, think about this. There are over 1,000 speaker submissions from all over the USA, Canada, Europe coming in. They all had to send in a video, and we told them we only want 90 seconds. So the first thing I want you to, you know, when someone hears that, you know, you're going to hear a speaker speak for 90 seconds. I got to tell you something. You knew really in 15 to 20 seconds if you even liked them. I mean, if ever there was a time when someone said, you know, you've only got a matter of seconds for someone to form an opinion of you, this was the best illustration you could ever imagine. In fact, I tell people now that are speakers, I've got so many tips for you when it comes to really hitting the mark, because we had to go through, you know, over 1,000 speakers to come up with our final 15. And then those final 15, you'll like this, we put on the internet. Now here's what's different. We didn't allow it to be a thing where one person could go in and vote, you know, 1,500 times for somebody. So we actually made the audience become a registered judge. So they literally had to register, you know, their name, their email address, that kind of thing. And then, so when they registered, they were able to make one vote. So we got over 50,000 single votes from people all over the country to get down to the final 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, imagine that.
50,000.
And now, this is what's happening. So now, tomorrow, media and everything else is coming out here in Dallas, and now you've got 10 speakers, 10 speakers who are the finalists, that each get 3 minutes each in front of an incredible judging panel. And the judges are going to judge them on their authenticity, the kind of, you know, the effectiveness of their content. We even tell the speakers, you know, you choose the content. We're not going to tell you what to talk about. But this is going to be your shot to really impact an audience and move an audience. And I've got to tell you, in 3 minutes, people are going to be mesmerized. And it's going to be a tough thing. And,
yes.
And let me just mention this one other thing to you about the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So the judges are Ken Cragen. Now, you might remember, this is the guy who did We Are the World, the creator of We Are the World and Hands Across America, personal manager, former personal manager of Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, the Bee Gees. He's one of the judges. We've got Michelle Lemons. She is the founder of the global company International Speakers Bureau. She's one of the judges. We've got another woman who's a former chief diversity officer with Campbell's Soup and MTV Networks. And the fourth judge is probably one of the best speakers I've ever seen in my life. Her name is Lisa Nichols. You know, so, I mean, people are ramped up. They really are amped up.
Yeah, down to 10, 50,000 vote on it. So, and I love that, the 90 seconds. Wow, that's crazy. That's like a thing called Peachacoochee where you just like, got a couple minutes and you got to just wow people immediately. So you have to get to the point quickly, right, Kim? That was the idea. Get to
you
the
really
point.
You really do. And you know what? People don't, what I find is, we were never taught that in school. We were never schooled. You know, I don't know about you know, what your parents share with you, but I know my dad never sat down and said, listen, that first impression, I mean, sure, they talk about making sure you're dressed right and you speak right, but I'm talking about when you open your mouth, you know, and you're, you know, you're doing what you do and you're so successful, so you know the power of, you know, making a point and getting to it pretty quickly.
Sure, sure, but it's very tough for people to do it. I call it end arounds. People have end arounds, and they're sometimes it's just like sales. And I'm sure people pitch you all the time, Kim, and they don't. They're going around you. They're coming around, and then finally they get to the point. But by then, you're already off in a different direction. So this
right.
will be interesting to see these 10. Now, when they do their thing, what happens next? So somebody wins,
okay.
what do they go
right,
on
so,
to?
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so the crowd can no longer influence it from a judging standpoint. Only the judges. So the judges will give them, after each one speaks for 3 minutes, the judges will provide them with feedback, and then we'll move to the next. That night, now this is Thursday night, three people will advance to the finals. The finals are 2 days later. Saturday in Dallas at our conference, we do the finals. And at the finals, the final three each have 6 minutes each. 6 minutes. Which is going to feel like an eternity to them. You know, like, oh my gosh, my time has been doubled. So they have 6 minutes each to really just kill the audience. And after that, the judges pick the finalists. And then listen, the winner gets a $100,000 prize package right there on the spot.
Oh. $100,000. Wow.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see, you know, somebody's going to be going crazy when that happens. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. Tell us a little bit about the eWomen's Network, because it's grown so huge. It's been a decade, right? Or a little bit
yeah,
over a decade.
Yeah. This is our 12th year. You know what? My wife and I started this 12 years ago. We've been together over 30 years as a couple. And we were the classic couple. I was the entrepreneur. She was the corporate professional working for a major corporation. So she had the benefits. I didn't have to worry about the benefits. She had the benefits. And we were that couple that we thought we could never work together. But 12 years ago, when we moved to Dallas from Dayton, Ohio, is where we're originally from, she was struggling. She was struggling with networking. I was struggling with networking. What we discovered is we were horrible networkers. We just didn't have a network. And I looked at her, and technology and everything was changing, and I thought, surely you can go to Google or Yahoo, and if you wanted to find a female interior designer or a female plumber, or that someone had aggregated that content so you could find women business owners in these categories. Well, to my surprise, that isn't what would happen when you put in anything, female anything, in any search engine 12 years ago. You didn't get desirable stuff. So, you know, so we decided that we were going to create an online community for women to connect with each other so that they could find each other. And it was really to solve my wife's dilemma. It was really to help her. And what we learned quickly is that no sooner did they connect online, they wanted to meet. And each year, it just be all of a sudden, we had to create this technology so we could do events so that women could meet face-to-face. Because if we had this brand, eWomen Network, we didn't want it to get abused. So, and we didn't want people doing all kinds of different kinds of things with our name. So we decided, let's put together the technology to create the events. So listen to this. 12 years later, we do over 2,000 events a year. There's no women's organization in the country that does more events face-to-face with women than we do. We have the largest 4-day International Women's Business Conference in North America. We now have a Success Institute where women go and learn everything that traditionally men would learn in what we'd call the traditional good old boy network mm-hmm. is now available for women. So instead of hearing a guy, now by the way, I'm the president of the company, so this is not like we're down on men. We actually have men who are members.
Right.
It's just that we celebrate the brilliance of women. That's our focus. We celebrate everything that helps women accelerate their success and to make the connection. So instead of having someone talk about negotiation and it be a man, we find a fantastic woman who can speak in a woman's voice to and share from a female perspective. So that's where we are. We're having the time of our life. You know, we give away a lot of money every year because we have the eWomen Network Foundation where we go after and identify the small charities, the ones that are doing under $1 million that are doing fantastic, you know, on the ground work, and we give them grants. And we've got several charities we're giving grants to this year and emerging leaders. So I have to tell you, for us, it is probably the most exhilarating, most fulfilling thing we've ever done in our life. And we're just having a blast.
Good for you. Keep on keeping on. Sounds interesting. And pay attention. Hook up with eWomen Network. Kim Yancey, president of eWomen Network. Have fun with the crew on Saturday. Should be a good one. We can't wait to see who the winner is. Thanks for coming on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, you know we're on this heart campaign. I'm hearing from a lot of you in all the nooks and crannies. That makes me happy. We're starting to get a breakthrough here, and I hope that you are getting that Extendivite because I can't say enough good things about what it's done for me. It is potent. The results that I'm seeing, and now on my third trip back to my doctor just for a normal physical, he is blown away by this stuff, I'm telling you, because it's the only thing that can account for the blood pressure numbers being so good. And for the fact that also my cholesterol is just incredible, and that's that good and the bad kind. You know what I'm talking about. I've already mentioned this in the past, the benefits that I've seen. So my favorite, Don Wiskin, joins us. He knows all about the benefits. He's the guy behind Extendivite. We tell you go to heartdrop.com. Go to heartdrop.com. Don, you know, I talk all the time about you and about me and the things that we've seen, but what are some of the other benefits of Extendivite that I might not be getting across to some of the people listening, things that you hear back from folks?
Well, to tell you the truth, Kate, a couple of weeks ago, well, actually about a week and a half ago, a buddy of mine, he's the same age. I've known him since we were 11 years old. He's smoked. He wouldn't take my product. He didn't think that it was something that he needed. He just had a three-way bypass on Monday, and that's terrible. And another friend who I've been trying to convince to take it just had a stroke, and he's 63. He's laying in a hospital right now. He's managed to get the strength back on the left side of his body, but he's kind of lost his speech, you know, at that spot in the brain. But had I been able to talk them into taking this, even though they were smoking, it would have strengthened their heart, and it would have gave them the ability to get past this with maybe, you know, less problems. You know, the ginkgo does help with the oxygen to the heart and brain, and the hawthorn's there to strengthen the heart. And I really believe that, you know, if I had been able to convince them, and that's the funniest thing. I mean, you can lead, you know, a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And that's what we're trying to do here is we're just trying to say, this is more than, you know, something to do after you've had a problem. This is something to do before. Take it for a year. Take it for 2 years. Once you start taking it, you won't stop because you'll feel the energy. You'll feel the strength. And, you know, and if you're doing bad things or eating the wrong food, it might even help to boost your immune system and make you feel like you're doing something positive. And, you know, I wish I could say everybody could just quit smoking cigarettes, but unfortunately that's something that's really, really tough to do. I know I was a smoker myself, and it took a life-changing event. And, you know, I hear that from both my friends right now. They're never going to smoke again, but you know, what do I tell them? What do I say to them when they're already in there? They know I'm not happy. They know what I do for a living. And, you know, they can't look me in the face and say, you know, I'm sorry I didn't take your stuff.
Exactly. And here you are the guy, which is so crazy. And these are your friends. And it would have been easy to easily been on Extendivite and not maybe ended up in that situation that they're in. And that's the kind of letters and testimonials you have all over your site about people talking about what's happened to them, sometimes afterwards, but also before as a preventative thing. And that's it. You say it on the site. I checked it out today because I love these words, a heart protection cocktail. Who wants to end up in the situation where you're sitting there with your significant other or your family, and you're weighing your options? You had to weigh your options. That wasn't a good thing, was it?
No, it certainly wasn't. And, you know, I knew 7 months after my heart attack, when I was carrying a bundle of shingles up a ladder, because I was a roofing contractor, and I wanted to throw it off my shoulder partway up that ladder, but because my guys were on the roof, I was stupid enough to go all the way. But when I got up there and put it down, I knew that I was in trouble, and I was 43 years old, and I was looking at disability, and my life changed when I started taking this garlic cayenne. But, you know, I'd like to stop people. I'd like to have people take it before they have a problem, just so that they know that, you know, they may not have that problem, or if they do, they'll be in a lot better shape to survive it.
Yeah, and it's this path that we keep talking about that so many people are going down, and we've learned from ancestors now what's happened. We live in a world, and you see it, Don. I mean, it's easy. I was in that world too, where fast food is so convenient. But my goodness, what was it doing to my arteries? Who knows?
I know what it did to mine. Because not only did I smoke, I ate a lot of fast food. You know, I was in the roofing business, so I always felt that the government was looking out for my best interest, or they wouldn't be on the corners. But I found out that I was wrong. I was very wrong. You really have to take your, you know, you have to be responsible for your own health care. You have to look after yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. It's entirely up to you. Even if you have a doctor and your doctor's looking out for you, your doctor's only looking out for you like yourself, Kate. You've gone there 3 times in the last little while.
Mm-hmm.
Most people haven't seen a doctor and, well, they can't really tell you when.
Yeah, and the reason I went to the doctor is because I was doing the life insurance thing, and, you know, you have to take all those tests, and he was shocked, Don, and I say this all the time on the air, at what he saw with me with the numbers. He couldn't believe it. He kept asking me, what are you doing? What's the difference? And the only thing was Extendivite. And that's what I said. It's clearly that's what it is, because how could you account for the numbers otherwise? And we keep saying that. That's what you're hearing from other people. I want to make sure I get the number in, and I give it out all the time, but I'm going to say it again. 877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, and it's very easy because the website is phenomenal to check it out for yourself, too, to go to heartdrop.com. And on the website, you talk about, you know, why Extendivite, and one of the things that I haven't talked about that much, I've talked about the energy, and we know this, but I think this is part of it, too. you're also hearing from people, and it's got to be that combination, that they're getting the kick, that they're not as stressed at work, which is why it would work for heart problems, right?
Oh, absolutely. And also even road rage. It cuts down on road rage because all of a sudden you're just not in a hurry or stressed out. You just think, hey, you know, what's it going to be? I mean, I passed a guy on the highway today, but he caught up to me at the light, you know, 7 miles down the road. So, you know, what good did it do? You know, you're not getting any further ahead. So, yeah, stress is a big thing, and that's what the valerian is in for, to help calm you while the other herbs go to work. And people find that they're not as stressed out on the job. They don't get as upset.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've talked about cholesterol, and we talked about cardiovascular strength and what it's doing with the system and oxygen and blood flow and whatnot to your heart, which is huge. But explain this, too. I actually had a question from someone, Bob, who listens to us on our station, our affiliate, our great affiliate in Austin, and he asked about anti-inflammatories because I guess he has problems with this.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is an anti-inflammatory agent in some ways. You know, it helps to stop the infection. It kills the fungus and virus, which allows your body to repair the damage that's done inside.
Mm. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind, too, just to tuck away. And who knows? I mean, everybody's body's different. There's probably other benefits. That's why when you hear from different people, you're hearing different things.
Like
there's probably other things. Yeah.
Chiropractors love our product because it helps them to make their patients better faster. Circulation, it's amazing what good circulation will do.
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of what we're talking about, too. And you say this, when you get on Extendivite and also start to do things like walk and do other things that are going to help you, because that's going to add to keeping you heart healthy. That's what you do, right?
Absolutely. You have to. I mean, it's diet, exercise, and Extendivite. And if you can't do the exercise, the Extendivite will help you get up and get going.
Yeah. When we talk about the ingredients, cayenne and hawthorn and bilberry and whatnot, and the milk thistle, we're hearing that come up more in studies. Explain milk thistle again to the audience.
Well, milk thistle, you know, it's a weed that you see out in the field, and basically it's the most potent rejuvenator known to man for your liver. And it really does help with your liver a lot. They're using it now in, anti-hangover drugs. If you were going to go out and tie one on, you can take this milk thistle pill before you go, and it helps to stop your liver from being so poisoned by the alcohol. So we have it in there because your liver is the most important thing, the most important organ in your body when it comes to filtering your blood and feeding your body with the nutrients that it requires, including the cholesterol is also carried out from your liver. Your liver produces it, and it also disposes it. So your liver is a very important element in this whole cleaning your circulatory system out. And so, hence, the milk thistle.
Yeah, why that's in there. Please tell me your friends now are going to get on Extendivite, right, that you've mentioned to us a couple of times.
I really hope that happens, because they are going to need something. And ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners. And, you know, we've seen people get off of their blood thinning drugs over a period of about a year. Every time they went and had their blood checked, it was thinner and thinner. And so they were able to lower their blood thinning agents. And, you know, there's nothing better than getting off of some medications if you can.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so don't hesitate. Go right now to the website and really check it out. Don's whole story is there about his family. I've told you a lot of times about mine. Go to heartdrop.com, 877-928-8822, and do something about the heart. Be heart healthy. Don Wiskin, as always, a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much, Kate.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.